the Corporation for Toxic Black Sludge. With Meyer High Solutions for all your noxious needs. And the makers of Snout Lube by DeGroot. For a glamorous snout as slick as a trout, just...
slather your snoot with Snout Lube.
Say, I'd like to have that nose full of nickels.
Fresh.
Come thundering hoofbeats as...
Jimmy Jazzoid
rides again! We take you now to the Rhythm Changes Ranch in scenic Big Mustache Waitana to listen in as Sierra songstress Galloping Gail Trueheart rehearses a number with her band.
Of the great divide. I want to hear the coyotes howling while the sun sets in the west. I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. It's the life I love the best.
Yodelodeo.
City lights going at a cowhand's pace. I want to pillow my head near the sleeping herd while the moon shines down from above. I want to strum my guitar and yulele. That's the life that I love. I want to learn to rope and to ride. I want to ride all the plains and the desert out west of the great divide. I want to hear the coyotes howling while the sun sets in the west. I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. It's the life that I love best.
Thanks, boys. Thanks, boys. That'll be all for today. Hey, and break a leg on your radio show later.
And how are you this fine day, light of my life, girl of my schemes?
Oh, Mr. Wolfington.
Call me Howland, honey. You know I'm crazy about you.
Miss Trueheart to you, Mr. Wolfington. And if you really cared for me, you'd never have tricked Dad into signing that terrible contract.
Ah, that old Jack, as in Jack of all trades, being what I meant to say. He knew what he was getting into.
And you knew very well that he's been a little off since he saw those funny lights up in the sky. That's how you talked him into putting up the deed to our ranch as collateral on a set of rented, wind-up, chattering false teeth.
Not just any wind-up chattering false teeth, Gale. The Acme Chomp-O-Matic spring-loaded power denture features torsion flex chopperators to bring effortless mastication to a chew-weary nation. The most popular chopper in Frontier Dental Rentals, it says so right there on the plaque.
What? What? Well, anyway, I'm going to make sure he returns those silly things.
And see that you do, Miss Trueheart, or just 3 days from now at midnight, the Rhythm Changes Ranch and sole rights to your DNA become property of Big Bad Wolfington Enterprises. Unless, of course, you consent to marry me.
I'll never marry a mustache-twirling hairball like you, Howlin' Wolfington.
You think I'm hairy now? Just wait till you see me by the light of a full moon, honey. Coming, mother. Moms, what are you gonna do, am I right? Well, kids, gotta trot.
You can come out now, Dad.
Why, that hirsute, zoot-suited, eyeball-popping, lycanthropic
suck? Dad, you're gumming your words. What happened to your wind-up false teeth? We've got to get them back to Mr. Wolfington.
Well, we sure will, honey. You can just bet your rocket busters we'll return them. It's just that, well, I sent them out for cleaning.
Out for cleaning?
Mm-hmm.
But, Dad, if we don't return those false teeth in time, we'll lose the ranch.
Now, don't you fret none, Stevia Pie. We got 3 whole days, and they're due back on this afternoon stage. Now, what could go wrong?
But at that very moment...
Okay, boys, that stagecoach with the boss's false teeth on it's due back in town this afternoon. But they ain't gonna get there, see? Cause we're gonna go out and ride out and head 'em off at the pass!
Golly, ain't you Howlin' Wolfington's boys?
Never mind that, driver. Just throw me down them chattering false teeth and don't try nothing funny.
Oh, shazam, stranger. Sure, here, catch.
Oh, ow. Come on, boys. We gotta get these chompers back to the boss.
Meanwhile...
Turn on the radio, Dad. It's time for the show.
Yes, it's Honky Tonk Jubilee with Liam Fitzgerald and the Rainieros.
I just bought me a big long ticket. I'm gonna use it at 4 p.m. So you can call your secret love and tell the news to him. You thought your little romance was on the strict QT. But if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD. I won't be around to hear you cry. Well, I'm Texas bound. And by, you can reach me down in Denton. General delivery. So if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me, COD, Nicholas. My ABCs. Well, I ain't no college professor, I ain't got no PhD. So if you want your freedom, PDQ, divorce me COD.
Support for Wild West Radio comes from WISR, the Washington Institute for Superlative Reclamation. WISR, Whizzer, putting the awe back in awesome. Now here's Adam Gerke with a check of the dusty roads.
Well, the trails are not happy, Kirsten. You'll be tugging on the reins at Greenwich Gulch. Buffalo roaming through there, creating some very slippery conditions, and commuters with even half a brain should avoid the Undeadwood exit. Some discouraging words also heard regarding that overturned covered wagon still blocking the express ruts. Those flaming arrows are still creating quite a distraction. This report brought to you by Notary Sojak, finding the foo for me and you. Adam Gerke, Wild West News.
Thanks, Adam. And good news weather-wise, folks, the skies will only be partly cloudy all day. In the news, another daring raid by outlaw queen Diamond Deb Buchanan. Witnesses report that during the course of the robbery, Buchanan and her all-girl gang, the debutantes, passed their usual spiteful remarks regarding victims' hairstyles and fashion choices before getting away with a massive haul of artisan chocolates and designer shoes. What's that? Oh, this bulletin just handed to me, folks. There's been a daring holdup at Head 'Em Off Pass. The Overland Stage Line reports their only loss? A set of wind-up chattering false teeth? I'm Cactus Kirsten Kendrick, Wild West News Corral.
Dad, they've tube-jacked our tenders. This could only be the work of...
Yep, that low-down...
Howlin' Wolfington.
And if we can't get them chattering choppers back in time...
We'll lose the ranch. But how can we ever prove it was Wolfington who copped the cuspids? Oh, Dad, what'll we do?
Now, don't you worry your pretty little head about that, my little agave nectar. Come to think of it, I might know just the fella. City dude I met once in another plane of existence.
And that's the finale from Jazzoid Valley of the sound that's the most from coast to coast. This is Jimmy Jazzoid. It's Cats and Kittens saying, catch you on the flip side. And don't forget your mittens.
Okay, Jimmy, we're off.
Telegram for Mr. Jazzoid.
Yeah, thanks, kid. Here you go.
Wow, a whole quarter.
Oh, was that a quarter? Do you have any change?
Do you have any class?
Wow, a real telegram on paper and everything. Let me see.
Hey, Moistella.
Ranch in danger. Stop. Please help locate abducted dentures. Stop. Signed, Galloping Gale Trueheart, Rhythm Changes Ranch, Big Mustache Waitana.
Sounds to me like a job for Jimmy Jazzoid, DJ Detective.
All right. Stop showing off. Jeez. But wait. You're not actually thinking of going, are you? I mean, Waitana? Is that even a real state?
Well, it's a real state of mind, Moistella. And I can't wait to get out there to that rich land. Along the trail you'll find me loping, where the spaces are wide open in the land of the old AC.
Yee-haw.
Where the scenery's attractive and the air is radioactive. Oh, the Wild West, where I wanna be. Mid the sagebrush and the cactus, I'll watch the fellas practice. practice dropping bombs through the clean desert breeze. I'll have on my sombrero, and of course I'll wear a pair of Levi's over my lead BVDs. I will leave the city's rush, leave the fancy and the plush, leave the snow, leave the slush and the crowds. I will seek the desert's hush, where the scenery is lush. How I long to see those mush room clouds. Mid the yuccas and the thistles, I will watch the guided missiles while the old FBI watches me. Yes, I'll soon make my appearance, soon as I can get my clearance, 'cause the Wild West is where I want to be.
Well, you go ahead and have your fun, Jimmy, but I don't think there's much for a relaxation specialist like me to do in Yahooville.
Oh, no? Well, Moistella, why don't you just take a look at the big mustache male-to-female ratio on your handheld device?
Okay.
No. Moistella, I meant the handheld device that connects to the internet.
Oh, yeah, right. I knew that. Okay, male to female, big mustache. Oh, here it is.
10 boys for every girl.
I smell business. You can count my assets in, Jim.
Will Jimmy Jazzoid,
DJ Detective,
and his friend,
nervous tension mitigation facilitator,
Moistella Culatello, recover the filched false teeth and rescue the Rhythm Changes Ranch from the clutches of Howland Wolfington? I don't know. Maybe. But first.
Know that sound? The stuff my space alien lawn figurine came swaddled in? The stuff that I just couldn't leave alone.
Honey, Mr. and Mrs. Bossman are here for dinner. Sure hope that grease loaf's ready. I think tonight's the night they'll offer me that big promotion. Kara? Honey? Oh, Kara, please! Put down the bubble wrap!
No, no, baby, please, just a few more pops, huh? Just a few more, and then never again, I swear, I swear.
Oh, Mr. Boo, Kara, we let ourselves in. What's that funny popping sound? Is everything all right? OMG, Ward, she's a bubble wrap fiend.
Back off, Mole Muzzle, the wrap is mine.
I'll handle this, June. Boo, there's no room in Toxic Black Sludge Corp for a man who can't even keep the little lady off the bubble wrap. You're fired.
Yes, I was one of millions of silent, all right, not so silent, victims of bubble wrap dependency, BWD, BWID, until I found the spa for it, Bubble Wrap Dependency Cessation Rehab. Sif-bwid-ja-chur. They got me unwrapped and on with my life.
Call the spa for bubble wrap dependency sensation rehab hotline. 1-800-SIF-BWID-CHUR. Now, let's head back to the sluggish western catalopolis of Big Mustache Whitena, where the pony espresso rider has just dropped off a tall, freshly boiled acorn latte. Skinny. And a letter for big mustached school marm, Miss Pamela Barnswallow.
Look, girls, it's a letter from my Botex.
Botex? So that's why her face looks like a hard-boiled egg.
Dear Miss Pamela, you sure are pretty. Oh, isn't that sweet? He spelled it P-U-R-T-E-E. But an ignorant galoot like I am could never be city slicker enough to live in town and take baths. It ain't you, Miss Pamela. It's me. You can keep the spurs. Your saddle pals, Tex and Thunderbolt. I knew I could never compete with that horse. Looks like I'm going to buy another dinner for one. Then sit and watch some pointless rerun as the tears fall down, 'cause this is not what I have planned. I stare at all the books on my shelf on how to help or better myself. Oh, a lot of good they've done. Another one's gone to hell.
I've been jilted again. He packed his bags and left, whistling a happy song.
I jumped through hoops to keep that man.
Oh, how did you get it so wrong? You tried new positions, you learned his friends' names.
I even served the drinks at all his poker games.
Been jilted. Been jilted again. So this is where self-pity sets in. Anonymous predictions begin. Will you end your days alone and waiting for the gin? Wah, 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 wah. Talking to yourself and the cat. Weeping at the drop of a hat. Oh, for goodness sake, you can do better than that.
I've been jilted again.
He packed his bags and left, whistling a happy song.
I jumped through hoops to keep that man.
Oh, how did you get it so wrong? You tried new positions, you learned his friend's names.
I even served the drinks at all his poker games.
Been jilted again. Wah, 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 wah. Are gonna change from now on. We think those alpha books are a con. So be sure next time your geisha ways will all be gone. Don't try to please and always be nice. Don't trust the Cosmo Queens for advice. Just be yourself and see if that will suffice. You've been jilted again. But hey, good riddance, we don't think that he was meant for you. You jumped through hoops to keep that man, but now he's gone, you're finally through. So try new ambitions and learn your friend's name. Let him go alone to all those poker games. Been jilted.
Good riddance.
Been jilted again. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, wah, wah.
whoa, 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 whoa.
Could never have worked a cultured sophisticate such as myself with a
chicken fried idiot.
Why, yes, that's it, exactly. Girls, it's the 310 from Yuma, and I'll wager it's bringing Mr. Jazzoid, come to save Miss Trueheart's Rhythm Changes Ranch. Let's go bestow a rousing big mustache welcome, shall we?
We're so glad you could make it. We're ringing welcome bells. We really do not fake it when we say.
What's that smell? Oh, glad I didn't wear my flip-flops.
Oh, Mr. Jazzoid, welcome to our fair city. Pamela Bondswallow here, that's Miss Pamela Bondswallow. School mom and cultural custodian of Big Mustache, or as we like to call it here, BM. And this must be Mrs. Jazzoid.
That's a good one.
Permit me to introduce my colleague, stress reduction therapist, Ms. Moistella Culatello, not married myself.
Oh, indeed. What a coincidence. Just so happens that I myself am unencumbered and fancy free. You don't own a horse, do you?
Howdy, Gene.
Jimmy.
I'm Gail's dad, Fuzzy. And I'll be your comical sidekick for this here, caper. That's the way them big city dude detectives talk.
Yeah, fine. So, where's all the men at, girlfriend?
Why, you'll hit on the many of them.
I certainly will.
Right across the street at the Sideways Saloon, Miss Colatello. And I am certain they will be positively fascinated by your very, how shall I say, inventive cosmetic design.
Gee, I could stand to wet my whistle card my own self. And Gail's in there right now, Roy.
Jimmy.
She's fixing to do some singing. Soon as she's done, she can explain this whole consard mess to you so you can figure out how to save Rhythm Changes Ranch.
Well then, Mr. Jazzoid, Miss Colatello, what say we repair to yon imbibing establishment and belly up to the bar, ha-ha, for a refreshing libation.
Barkeep, that got me a powerful thirst.
Will it be, stranger?
Give me a half-calf, no-foam, non-fat, vanilla soy latte, tall, with a white chalk shot, 4 pumps of peppermint, and a capsule of kale.
We don't hold with them fancy pants city drinks in these parts, mister. Around here, you'll just have to settle for just 3 shots of peppermint and a maple rum beer.
All right, fine, whatever. Is this the sticks or what?
Perhaps we should acquire a table.
Come, folks. Come, chug away now. I'll be your hash slinger. Our special today is sous vide poached rattlesnake enrobed in a delicate cloud of frothed gopher innards.
What? Them gopher guts, are they good and greasy?
Grimy, too. Great big gobs of them.
And the rattlesnake, locally sourced?
About as local as it gets, hon. They're dragging him out of the piano right this minute.
Oh! They never mentioned snake bite at Juilliard. Oh!
Next, piano pounder, you're up. So, folks, what's it gonna be?
Four snakes, everybody? Okay, we'll have the serpent au mousse de Rodant. All around, and don't short us on them gopher suds.
Slither 4 and lather them up.
Okay, boys, it's time to flap your shaps And give up the claps for that chanteuse of a chaparral, the Sierra Warbler, the songbird who graces them wide open spaces. Let's hear it for Galloping Gail Truhart.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hovels and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in. Please, don't fence me
Oh, Mr. Jazzoid, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, my pleasure, Miss Truhart. Won't you sit down?
Here you are, folks, for Radical Rattler Specials, Extra Bowel Bubbles.
Well, excuse me, kids, but I think I see an opportunity to knock on just standing right over at the bar. Oh, wait, I almost forgot my phone.
Now, Moistella, remember, don't text while you swive.
Yeah. Howdy, cowpoke. You look a little tense.
Now, how can I be of service to you, Miss Truhart?
Well, you see, it all started when Dad...
Yeah, that's me, Cisco.
Jimmy.
...rented a set of chattering false teeth from Howland Wolfington.
The Baron of Beef.
And put
Cake.
And put up the ranch as a deposit.
Hey, but after that big chili feed... I just had to send them out for cleaning.
And then, on the way back...
Well, they was tooth-jacked right off the stagecoach by Howland Wolfington's men.
Ah. So now, since Howland Wolfington secretly already has the teeth, you can't return them.
Right.
But unless I do by midnight tomorrow...
Well, he'll own the deed to the ranch.
And the rights to my DNA.
I see. Hey, wait a second. Your DNA...
Well, you see, Duke, what...
Excuse me, Mr. Jazzoid, but won't Miss Colatella's snake get cold?
It never has before.
And you, Mr. Jazzoid, I hope you're not going to neglect that peppermint maple rum beer. Waste not, want not. There are drunkards in Ballard who would fall upon that brewski like starving wolves. Now, let me see if I can't locate Miss Colatello.
Now, as I was saying, Wild Bill...
Jimmy.
Confound it. Why does everybody keep calling me Jimmy?
No. I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Fuzzy.
I'll say you are.
Yeah, pleased to meet you, Wyatt. Now, as I was saying, Wolfington wants Gale's DNA so he can use it in some kind of... Boy, I think he called it some kind of clowning experiment.
Clowning experiment?
Yeah. You see,
oh,
what...
Mr. Jazoid! I had to rush back to tell you. I just heard the sheriff is coming to arrest you.
Arrest me? What for?
Yeah, I think we're just about to find out, Hoppy.
Jimmy Jazoid?
Yes, I'm James T. Jazoid.
James T., huh? What's the T stand for?
The.
You're under arrest.
On what charge?
Illegal immigration to a fictitious reality.
Oh, Sheriff, they didn't even enforce that law in the election debates.
I can't believe it. I struck out. Me. I guess the guys around here only want to kiss their horses.
Tell me about it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe if I threw in free travel mugs? Whoa. Hello, lawman.
Well, howdy, ma'am.
And I'm just that glad to see you too, honey. Buy a lady a drink.
Oh, shucks, ma'am. Now, Jazoid, I'll be back to run you down to the Hooskow soon as this little lady and I get better acquainted. Right this way, ma'am.
Now, that is a pistol in your pocket, right?
Okay, Clint, this here's our chance to skedaddle out of town till you can clear your name.
And I, Pamela Bondswallow, shall sojourn with you into those untamed wastelands, Mr. Jazoid. There to provide whatever solace I can during these very difficult times.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, Miss Barnswallow, but no, I could never allow you to...
What, to make the sacrifice? Oh, but I must, Mr. Jazoid, I must. Yes, with thou beside me in the wilderness, together we will hear the hoot of the coot.
Yeah, but you see, Miss Barnswallow, I need you to stay here in town. Now, would you have a way to get in contact with this outlaw queen,
Oh, Diamond Deb? Ah, Debbie, that mad girl. We were roommates at Vassar, you know. Why, yes, I believe I could get a message to the Debster for you.
Great. Now, here's my plan. You tell that outlaw queen that I want her to... And then when she takes off the lizard costume... And then come around the back and... Get it?
Got it.
Good.
Time's a-wasting, Kemosabe. Let's round up the boys and make tracks for the hideout.
You can count on me, Chief. Oh, Gale. Once again, I offer my virtue and I'm rebuffed. Why, oh why, can I never get anywhere with men?
Well, Pamela, you do come across a little tightly wrapped.
What?
Let me give you a little sister-to-sister advice. Listen here, I'm just going to tell you all about it.
I hear these women raving about their no-good men, about their trifling husbands and their no-good friends. These women sit around the ranch all day, wonder why their wandering cowboys stay away. But wild women never ever get the blues. He said he was out all night with his poker playing men, but he was in the saloon with his old girlfriend. But that's all right, honey, let him go back to her. Just get yourself as sharp as a silver spur and go out and be a wild woman. Ooh, wild women never ever get the blues. Get by being an angel child. You better change your ways and get real, real, real wild. He may even try to tell you that you're not hip, but men will come running when you crack your whip. Whoa, wild women, wild.
Jimmy Jazzoid Rides Again will return in just a moment. But first, an important word from a beloved Northwest media icon.
Hello, friends. Interplanetary bungee jumper Dick Stein here with exciting news for equestrians. Ever seen one of those clever bumper stickers on the back of a car and wished you could put one on your horse? Well, now you can. With a label designed for your Broncos behind, the amazing Rumper Sticker. Yes, you can choose a sentiment from mildly maudlin to maximum meanness, slap it onto Dobbin's derriere, and hit the trail with your opinions right up there where they belong. But wait, there's more. Order now, and to balance things out for when old paint turns the other cheek, we'll include that lovable cartoon bad boy soaking down your choice of culture war targets. So for words they can read on the stern of your steed, call 1-800-RUMPERSTICKER.
That's 1-800-RUMPERSTICKERS. Well, buckaroos, by now, Jimmy and Fuzzy and the boys have had time to vamoose out to their prairie hideout. Let's look in as we hear Fuzzy say,
"Well, another canteen's empty. Reckon I'll mosey on over for a word with that cactus."
Wow, Fuzzy can talk with a cactus. He must really be attuned with nature.
Well, that's one way to put it. Don't stand too close, Fuzz.
Are you okay, Fuzz? Go ahead.
Hi, Jimmy.
Gail, what are you doing out here on the prairie?
Well, I thought you might be getting hungry, Jimmy, so I brought you a snake submarine I made from Miss Colatello's leftovers.
Oh, boy, a snake sub. Gee, Gail, Fangs a lot.
And since there's going to be such a beautiful full moon tonight, I thought you'd maybe like to take a cowgirl for a walk?
Well, gosh. What was that thing that just blew through here?
Why, you really are a city boy, Jimmy. That was nothing but a salsa lagartrigas.
Salsa what?
You know, tumbleweed.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind, no
I know when night has gone that a new world here at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. I belong, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. I know when night has gone that a new Now, how about that walk, Jimmy? The Velcro Twin Cactus Amphitheater is a nice place for some moon gazing.
Well, okay. I guess with these hip boots I'm wearing, no snake can bite me.
No decent snake, anyway. Jimmy, look at that cactus. Someone's been here.
Someone or...
Something.
Maybe both, Jimmy. Why, that's Howlin' Wolfington's brand burned right into the cactus.
Huh. A bug-eyed wolf in a zoot suit with his tongue rolled out like a carpet. That's a mighty fancy brand.
Let's just say I have many friends in the design community.
Wolfington!
Mr. Jazzoid, Miss Trueheart, how lovely to see you. Come on out, boys. And keep them covered. Well, Miss Trueheart, it's almost midnight, and there's a gaping hole in my pocket where your daddy's dentures used to be.
Really?
I can't return those teeth because you stole them.
But can you prove it?
You know very well I can.
Then at the stroke of midnight, the deed to Rhythm Changes Ranch and all rights to your DNA become my property.
All right, okay, Wolfington. I understand why you want the ranch.
But why Gale's DNA?
Ah, can't you see it, Jazzoid? It's so simple, so perfect, so cunningly me. By twirling the DNA of a great singer like Gale Trueheart with the DNA of my prized cattle, I can clone a crowd of crooning cows to serve as backup chorus for my singing cowboys.
Wow, that's just crazy.
Crazy like a fox.
News is that Republic Studios will pay a fortune for them.
Yeah, and even if they don't, there's always American Idol. I gotta hand it to you, Wolfington.
Ah, thank you. And now, Jazzoid, reach for the sky.
Oh, who? This guy?
No, the sky. Reach for the sky.
Oh, that guy?
No, the sky. The sky.
Yes, Jimmy, the sky. Look.
Oh, the sky. You mean where that full moon is coming out from behind the clouds?
Full moon? Full moon?
Yeah, that's right, Wolfington, the full moon. Or should I say, we're Wolfington. Because, as I'm sure you know, even a man who is pure of heart and says his prayers at night
will howl like a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the moon is shining bright.
It's happening!
What a little moonlight can do to you. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a fluttering all day long. You only stutter cause your poor tongue cannot utter the words I love you. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. Just wait a while till a moonbeam comes peeping through. You get bold, you can't resist him, and all you say when you have kissed him is, ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Now you know my secret, but you still haven't returned the teeth. So in just a few minutes, I can take over the ranch and download your DNA, and there's nothing you can do about it.
But we can. Throw down your curling irons, boys. We've got you surrounded.
It's Diamond Deb, the Outlaw Queen.
And the debutantes. Hit it, girls.
Yo, Woofington, is that your nose or are you eating a banana?
Yeah, and that do. I've seen better hair in my shower drain.
Hey, Wolfie, are those your teeth or is that the yellow brick road?
My teeth? My teeth!
Jimmy, look, the rented dentures are right there in his mouth.
And they're going from chattering to shattering. Look, there's only one left.
But that one tooth will be enough to save our ranch.
All right, Wolfington, I want that tooth.
The tooth? You can't handle the tooth.
Oh, yes, I can.
Hey, get your hand out of my mouth.
Got it. Here you are, Gail.
And here it is back to you, Howlin' Wolfington. Now you'll never own the Rhythm Changes Ranch or my DNA.
Looks like our work's done here, girls. Wolfington, you're coming with us. And don't you try to put none of your werewolf moves on us, neither. Because even though we brought plenty of silver pullets. Yours is the goose we're gonna cook.
Curses. Boiled again.
Let's ride, ladies.
Oh, Jimmy, my hero, you saved the ranch. How can I ever thank you?
Sing a song for me, Gail, and that'll be all the thanks I need.
Why, that'll be my pleasure, Jimmy. Say, you haven't seen Dad, have you?
I can't bless things I can...
Fuzzy, what happened?
Hey, never mind that. Just unstick me from this confounded cactus.
Oh, no. Oh, Dad.
And that very night, on their way to the big dance.
Hurry up, Django. We don't want to miss the big shindig.
Well, I don't know how to make a horse go faster.
Just give her a little kick.
Easy with the spurs, hot stuff. I know I'm wearing a lot of leather, but it ain't black leather.
Whoa.
You want I should stomp?
No. I mean, you're a talking horse.
What? You'd rather I stomp my hoof in Morse code?
No, but how did you ever learn to talk?
I was a New York City police horse. Riley, my cop, was a real motor mouth, and somewhere along the line, I just picked it up. But I just got tired of police work.
Oh, yeah, sure. You mean like all that riot control stuff?
Yeah. I like trampling hippies. It was all those kids petting my nose with their grubby little big gulp fingers. So one day I slipped out of the barn and I headed for Hollywood.
Hollywood, wow. Did you know any movie stars?
Yeah. Well, I had a little thing going with Mr. Ed for a while. Believe me, all the stories are true. But mostly I just translate what the director wanted into horse, and the ponies would do it, trust me. Your wonder horses, Trigger, Champion, Fury, dumber than Post.
Well, so what brought you to Y-Tana?
Well, I got tired of all those big Hollywood egos, you know? That whole phony Tinseltown scene. So here I am, living the simple life.
Oh, man, what a story. Hey, Fuzzy, this is some horse you got here.
Hey, you can have her for $10.
$10? Are you kidding me? For a horse like that?
That horse is such a liar. She wouldn't know Mr. Ed if he stood up in her nose bag. She never did any of that stuff.
Ride in my little red wagon. I would love to pull you down the street. And I bet all those kids will be jealous when they see my playmate so sweet. Hold tight until we come to the hilltop. Then we're gonna coast down the hill, just you and me. Well, won't you ride in my little red wagon? For you are my sweetheart. hard to be. Hi, Nicholas.
Well, Moistella, it has been fun out here in the Wild West, but I'm ready to get back to the big city.
Oh, me too, Jimmy. I need to get some solid pavement back under my feet again. Pamela, you think about my offer, okay? Because that naughty librarian look of yours go over real big in the U District.
Oh, you tempt me, Miss Conotello, but I must decline. I'll stay right here in good old BM to follow my dream. A boarding house and literary salon for single cowpokes.
Oh, Gail's back on stage.
You know, folks, after Mr. Jazzoid saved our ranch, I got interested in that crazy jazz he plays back in the big city, and I discovered some wonderful music. So here's a song about one player in particular. I used to think cowboy music was the only thing there was. Then I heard Thelonious Monk. The place was filled to the rafters with musicians and the fuzz. They all loved Thelonious Monk. I didn't know what they were playing, but the dog next door kept baying, and the waitress humming along. I forgot about Gene Autry, all the things he taught me, all because Thelonious Monk. Right then and there, I took a bebop and forgot about the cows. Wouldn't feed my horse any hay. That horse, he knew I had them records, and he hung around the house, ears a-cocked, just to hear the monk play. He threw me clear to Santa Monica when he heard monk play Panonica and stickball, his favorite thing. Now he won't let me ride him till he hears Ruby, my dear, and his gallop starting to swing. But when roundup time was over and we rolled into town, we tied old Paint right up to the door. But when Ronk played round about midnight, the house came down. You could hear old Paint snorting the more. I hear the boys in the bunkhouse playing straight no chaser now, and my heart goes clickety-clunk.
Now that's all I want to hear. And I have branded my last deer. All because of the loneliest monk. Monk.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please join us in song as we wrap up the show with this Western music anthem. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Come on, everybody.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring us funny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Jimmy Jazzoid Rides Again was written and directed by Dick Stein. And starred Gail Pettis as Galloping Gail Trueheart. As Jimmy Jazzoid, Dick Stein. Nick Morrison as Fuzzy and Howlin' Wolfington. Robin Lloyd as Moistella Culatello. And Catherine Banwell as Pamela Bombswallow. Vocal harmonies by the fabulous Fender Skirts, Diane, Ginny, KG. And let's hear it for the boys in the band, Liam Fitzgerald and the Rain Arrows. Liam on vocals and acoustic guitar, Tyler Johnson bass, drums Donnie Staff, Nick Streeter guitar, and Kevin Campion on pedal steel. And featured on keyboards and the voices of Bubble Wrap Hubby, stage driver, bartender, and snake bit piano player, and yodeling, Dr. David Deacon Joyner. Chuck Wagon, Nancy, played by Nancy Leeson. The Wild West News Team, Kirsten Kendrick and Adam Gerke. Bellamy Palethorpe as Diamond Deb, the Outlaw Queen. And Diane Trani as the Talking Horse. Sound effects by John Kessler. Electron Wrangling by Lowell Kiso and Nick Winter. And the slides by Justin Steyer. We offer a special tip of the Jazzoid Fedora to Nick Morrison for insanity checks and crazy ideas that were just crazy enough to work. And our eternal gratitude to Brenda Goldstein Young for handling 1,000 vital details. And our program director, Joey Cohn, for letting this happen tonight. I'm your announcer, Michael, no relation, Stein. And this has been a production of 88.5 KPLU.
Darn tootin'.